This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Democrats' idea for a new billionaire's tax to help pay for President Joe Biden's social services and climate change plans has quickly run into criticism as too cumbersome, with some lawmakers preferring the original plan of simply raising the top tax rates on corporations and the wealthy. Once Democrats agree to the tax proposals, they can assess how much funding is available for President Biden's overall package to expand health care, child care, and other climate change programs. We're almost there, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said today.
The president will have more members down here today. He could certainly have more members down here tomorrow, and we will keep you abreast of all of those. But he has flexibility in his schedule to ensure that he can make those calls. He can invite people into the Oval Office. And obviously, this is a top priority to keep moving his agenda forward in advance of his trip. I would also say that there are phones on Air Force One and also in Europe. And so he will continue to be engaged even as we move to the trip.
But Democrats are hoping that Mr. Biden can cite major accomplishments to world leaders later this week, also facing an October 31st deadline to pass a related $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package of roads, broadband, and other public works before routine federal transportation funds expire. The head of the United Nations says a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming days before presidents and prime ministers from around the globe gather for a climate summit in Glasgow. UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres told reporters Tuesday that time is running out to cut greenhouse gases emissions to meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord and avert the world of global warming. This is VOA News. It's called the Darknet. What is it? AP correspondent Jennifer King explains.
10-month international drug trafficking investigation spanned three continents, nine countries, and 12 law enforcement agencies. It was dubbed Operation Dark Hunt Tor, named for the Tor browser, a specialized tool providing encryption and anonymity.
150 darknet drug traffickers have been arrested around the world, including 65 right here in the United States.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said investigators found vendors were running laboratories to create fake prescription pain pills.
Enough fentanyl for more than 4 million lethal doses.
Justice Department investigators say they started seeing a surge in opioid sales on the darknet during the pandemic, and that its investigation is still ongoing. Jennifer King, Washington.
Several protesters needed medical treatment on Tuesday following mass demonstrations in Khartoum against the Sudan military's apparent coup. The Sudanese military seized power on Monday, more than 2 years after a popular uprising forced the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. In response, Sudanese citizens flooded the streets of Khartoum and other cities in the country in protest. At least four people were killed and over 80 wounded when security forces opened fire on protesters in Khartoum, according to the Sudan Doctors Committee. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We have made clear that we are deeply alarmed. Secretary Blinken put out a very strong statement yesterday by the actions taken 36 hours ago by the Sudanese security forces, including the arrest of multiple civilian officials and the detention of Prime Minister Hamdok. We believe it undermines the country's transition to democratic civilian rule, and we firmly reject the assertions that this is within the authority of the military leadership in Sudan.
The military takeover threatened to derail Sudan's fragile transition to democracy, which had been underway for the past 2 years. Journalists in the Nigerian capital are demanding authorities probe the disappearance of a colleague who's been missing for 2 weeks. Tordu Salem, a parliamentary reporter with the independent Vanguard newspaper in Abuja, was last seen on October the 13th. No group has claimed responsibility for the journalist's disappearance. Ordinary Americans and the nation's airlines are combining to donate miles and cash to help Afghan refugees resettle in the United States. Organizers said today that they've raised enough donations to pay for 40,000 flights, but they're hoping to nearly double that amount. The flights generally carry Afghans from temporary housing at U.S. military bases to new homes around the United States. Campaign was started by Miles for Migrants. That's Miles for the number for migrants. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.